I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, it's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network, and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. If you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. You like our show, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the crew hanging with us here on this Friday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game that saw the Cincinnati Bengals win outright against the rival Pittsburgh Steelers. Absolutely love to see it as somebody who bet the Bengals +5.5. Fun game that we saw last night, 33-31. But as always, because we're going to talk a lot of football on the show today, because it is a football Friday. NFL, awesome college football card. We're going to get into the baseball card as well with two games. I mean, the baseball playoffs. We will touch on all of that throughout this hour and throughout these 4 hours. So if you miss any part of it, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. And because we're being so kind and putting it on there for you to consume in on-demand fashion, the least you could do is to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have three guests who will be joining us on the program throughout these 4 hours, starting at 4:40 Eastern time. College football betting analyst for the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast, our buddy Colin Wilson will join us at 4:40 Eastern to go through the Week 8 slate in college football, to where there's some awesome games in the SEC. I kind of like Colin's team, the Arkansas Razorbacks against Texas A&M. We'll get his thoughts on that game as well as the awesome card that we have on Saturday at 5:00 Eastern to begin the third hour of the program. This is a real treat for us. It's friend of the show, our good buddy, play-by-play voice for Turner Sports has been calling the NLCS between the Brewers and the Dodgers. Our man, B.A., Brian Anderson, will join us at 5 o'clock Eastern, live from Dodgers Stadium for tonight's Game 4 of the NLCS. Will the bottles be popping in the Dodgers clubhouse later on this evening? Probably. But we'll ask him his thoughts on what he's seen so far throughout this game, and maybe an opinion on the American League series. I know he's calling the game. He's gonna ask us who he thinks is going to win the game tonight between the Dodgers and the Brewers. But, you know, maybe he's been paying attention to what's going on between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. We'll talk all things baseball playoffs with BA coming up at 5 o'clock Eastern. And at 5:20 Eastern, betting analyst at The Ringer, co-host of The Ringer Soccer Show, Anthony DeBundo, will check in with us for some of his bets in the NFL and the English Premier League with Sunday's headliner, Liverpool and Man United, a rivalry renewed, or as they call it overseas, a derby match. Yes, that is what they call rivalries in the EPL. We would pronounce it derby. They pronounce it derby. I don't make the rules. Let's go ahead and get into last night's Thursday night football game, which, boy, oh boy. You know, sometimes when you have an opinion and you take it to the betting market and you watch a game and it plays out exactly how you thought it would, it's a great feeling. And last night, for me, it was a great feeling because the Cincinnati Bengals, and the only thing that was honestly disappointing is that I didn't bet a little bit of money line and bet the Bengals to win the bad boy outright, but I had +5.5. Liked it all week long, said, hey, this is Bengals or pass. I would never bet the Pittsburgh Steelers. And lo and behold, Cincinnati gets the 33-31 win, which was a really fun game, by the way. Back and forth, not a whole lot of punting, interesting decisions, explosive plays, et cetera, et cetera. It was a really, really fun game. But the headliner of the game is something that I talked about on Wednesday. And I talked about it yesterday on the show on Thursday. And I'm going to talk about it in this very segment here on this fine Friday. The Pittsburgh Steelers are phony. They are a phony. And their head coach, who I love, like I love Mike Tomlin, and he's a Hall of Famer, has won a boatload of games, has won a Super Bowl, has been to another Super Bowl, and he always says, quote, the standard is the standard. Well, the standard in 2025 is fraudulent. It's fake. It's a fugazi. And that's what the Pittsburgh Steelers are. And like, shout out the classic Tomlin stinker spot for getting us to the window again ad nauseum. We discussed this. Hey, Mike Tomlin is a road favorite. Might want to watch out. Oh, everyone's starting to gas up the Steelers. Might want to watch out. Don't want to go down that path. Everyone's buying in 4-1 favorites in the AFC North, blah, 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 blah. Okay. How about 33-44-3 against the spread as a road favorite since 2007? How about that? How about it, huh? And after the game at the press conference, it's the same old from Mike Tomlin. Oh, you know, we didn't execute, had a couple of turnovers, credit the other team. It's a tough venue, AFC North football, blah, 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 blah. That is what it was from Mike Tomlin. And my response to that, to anyone out there that have been thinking about the Pittsburgh Steelers with Rodgers and maybe being like a one seed or a two seed, you believe me now? The team that you saw last night, do you think that's a playoff team? I don't. I didn't even need to see last night's game to know they weren't a playoff team. But now that we've seen that result, we have that data point. Do you think that is a playoff team? The answer to that question is a resounding no, in my opinion. And this team, so far this season, prior to last night, has been so fortunate to play a bunch of scrub quarterbacks to begin the year. I mean, there are wins over Justin Fields, Carson Wentz, Dylan Gabriel last Sunday. I mean, those might be the three worst quarterbacks in the NFL, to be quite honest. Like, seriously. And their one quality win that you can point to right now that has aged really nicely was against Drake May and the New England Patriots. That was in a game where they were outgained by more than 150 yards and needed to win the turnover battle 5-1 just to eke out a 21-14 victory. Like, let's be for real. Honestly, like, let's be for real. The Pittsburgh Steelers are not a good football team. They are mediocre. And you could point to their offense and what we saw last night and what we've seen so far throughout these first 6 weeks of the season. Like, the offense is pretty solid. And I acknowledge that. Aaron Rodgers is playing really well. And also, how about that first drive of the game ending with a Jonnu Smith touchdown to get us back to the island, baby? I mean, the island not like we ever left after the run that we went on a couple of weeks ago, but the island was back. And a shout out to everybody that tailed and was tweeting at me all throughout the game last night. It was very fun to get Jonnu Smith at 15-1 to be your first TD scorer. But I will say this about the Steelers offense. While Rodgers looked good, DK Metcalf looked good, they were moving the ball up and down the field. Like, let's keep it real. You know, they played the Bengals, and the Bengals have a putrid defense. That is important context when you look at the box score and you see that the Pittsburgh Steelers average 7.3 yards per play. It's not going to be that easy going forward. And in fact, it's going to be a hell of a lot more challenging when you take a look at their schedule. But the offense is not the issue with the Pittsburgh Steelers, because everyone's saying, oh, they shouldn't have traded George Pickens. Like, do you watch them and think that the offense is a problem? I don't think that's a problem. Seems like they're doing just fine without George Pickens. Like, yeah, would you like to have him? Great, but like, you don't need George Pickens. The defense, Mike Tomlin's side of the ball, is where this thing completely falls apart. And last night, what it might have been one of the worst defensive performances that we've seen all season long. And I'm saying that as a Cowboys fan. I've seen some horrendous defensive performances so far this season. This Pittsburgh Steelers defense, the $160 million defense, all these star players, TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Jalen Ramsey, Joey Porter Jr., Alex Highsmith, Nick Herbig. If you're playing a video game, that's how you draw it up. The $160 million defense. Unfortunately, I guess we can't pay attention. We can pay big salaries, but we can't pay attention because for some reason, last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers said, you know what? We don't know who Jamar Chase is. Jamar Chase? It's the first time we've met him. Like, you would have been absolutely flabbergasted. Like, how do you not cover? How do you not pay extra attention to, in my opinion, is the best receiver in football? Like, last night, Jamar Chase was targeted 23 times. That is insane. I think he had six catches on one drive, honestly. 16 catches, 161 yards, and he scores a touchdown. Like, this is literally the best player on the Bengals. Like, the game plan, line one of the scouting report, especially with Joe Burrow on IR, line one of the scouting report, stop Jamar Chase. Limit what Jamar Chase can do. Limit the explosives. Don't let Jamar Chase beat him. What did the Steelers do? Oh, here's a free release, Jamar Chase. Oh, just whatever you want. Catch and run. Yeah, do it. Oh, hey, we'll leave you one-on-one with Jalen Ramsey. Well, we'll leave you one-on-one with Joey Porter Jr. Oh, it's a defensive pass interference because they can't cover him? Oh, well, we're going to keep running out our same old bland coverage. Like, that was a despicable defensive game plan by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Unreal that that's how they treated one of the best players in the NFL. And he made them pay. And he especially made them pay on that final drive where the Bengals just needed to get into field goal range. Oh, well, here's Jamar Chase on like a little shallow cross. Is anyone near him? Nobody. Let's just let him pick up 15 more yards and get out of bounds. Like, I could not believe what I was watching from this Pittsburgh Steelers defense. And just, I find it so hilarious that you go back a few years ago, the Steelers had in their defensive coaching staff Brian Flores as their linebackers coach. And they let him go out the building. They said, we're going to make Terrell Austin our DC. Like, imagine this defense with all those players with Brian Flores as their DC. Nope, we're going to let him go out the door. We like Terrell Austin. If I was coaching the Steelers, Terrell Austin wouldn't have a job on this Friday. Like, that's how bad it was. That was insane what they did against Jamar Chase. And for us, luckily, if you tailed, it was great, because the Bengals got it done. And now, when you look at the big picture off of last night's performance, and we'll get to Cincinnati here shortly, the AFC North is right there for the taking. Now, if I had the magic wand, or I could draw it up how I wanted it to go, it would have been Steelers win by two or three. You know, they still get the 5-1 record. People are kind of kept off of the scent of this being a fugazi, this being a fraudulent team. And we get an opportunity to bet one of these other squads to win the AFC North. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. You can't get everything that you want. So when you look at the current betting market of the AFC North, Pittsburgh is holding on barely as a favorite at plus 120. The Baltimore Ravens, who are on bye this week, but expected to get Lamar Jackson and Roquan Smith back, they're at plus 135. They're the second choice in the market, despite their 1-5 record. Cincinnati's at plus 450. And then, of course, you have the Cleveland Browns, who are at 50-1. And we're 7 weeks into the season. If I had to bet it right now, and I'm going to bet this later on this weekend, I just want to make sure that Lamar's coming back when they say he's coming back. I mean, this to me is a slam dunk bet on the Baltimore Ravens. The Steelers last night lost the AFC North. Like that's how bad it was. They lost it. The door was cracked open for the Baltimore Ravens. The Steelers said, you know what, Baltimore, come on in. We're going to open that bad boy up there for you. Come on in, get comfortable, take your shoes off, kick your feet up. Come on in. We're going to host you guys. Take this AFC North from us. And I think that's what happened last night. They will not be winning this division. And some might say, well, you're talking about Baltimore. What about the Cincinnati Bengals? What about them? like last night was great. Joe Flacco was great, and it's a fun story. I love me some Joe Flacco. Made me a boatload of money a couple years ago winning comeback player of the year. I am team Joe Flacco. I'm wacko for Flacco. 342, three TDs. Hell of a performance. I just don't think it's sustainable. And I think it was more about who they were playing than it was about what Cincinnati was doing last night. Like, not these other teams that they face, they're not going to be treating Jamar Chase like he's just some other receiver. No, they're going to be making sure there's extra attention. Now that we see this Flacco Chase thing, how it's working in just two short games. Like, that's not going to be happening going forward. And when you take a look at the Bengals schedule going forward, next couple of weeks, you could talk yourself into Cincinnati, maybe getting to 5-4. Home against the Jets, home against the Bears. Okay, heading into the bye week, feeling good about ourselves. Joe Burrow reportedly on track to return in mid-December. But then after the bye, reality will set in. At the Steelers, who I've been crushing, but I think will at least split with the Cincinnati Bengals. Home New England, Patriots are better. At Baltimore, at Buffalo, and then December 14th, maybe that's when Burrow comes back. But welcome in the Baltimore Ravens. Like, I don't think that this is going to go well for Cincinnati. Maybe these next 2 weeks, people fall in love with this Flacco thing. But after that, I would be more so looking to play an adjusted regular season win total under on Cincinnati as opposed to buying into this team, salvaging the season for an eventual Joe Burrow return around Christmas. The Bengals don't want him. Steelers never did. Once again, the AFC North, my opinion, it's rolling through Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. We're just getting started here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, we'll tackle the top stories, including my baseball team that's trying to absolutely collapse in the Pacific Northwest.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Bengals victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bengals getting it done, 33-31. Really entertaining game, honestly. Flacco was awesome. Chase was awesome. Rodgers was awesome. Didn't even talk about that Rodgers Hail Mary at the end of the game, which is like someone who bet plus five and a half. I was like, hey, whatever, I don't care. Like, let him score a touchdown. And honestly, I'd prefer it. We'd be able to get the Ravens at a better number to win the AFC North. But Rodgers still got it, man. That arm still works just fine. And I know everyone's been talking about the viral moment between he and Broderick Jones from earlier last night in the game, where he decided to tackle his 41-year-old quarterback to the ground after throwing a touchdown pass. Do not recommend that one. Could have gone rather poorly. Luckily, nobody was harmed in the making of that fun viral clip. But 20 minutes from now, we will get into the popular betting sides in the NFL and college football and how I'm looking to bet those games. Also get some bets from the crew, Jake and Tyler, with their thoughts on the Game 5 in the ALCS and the Game 4 in the NLCS. But before we bring on our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, wanted to hit this news that just came down while we were in the break. Out of the Vikings-Eagles game, Kevin O'Connell, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, officially announced that Carson Wentz will be starting this Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. And of course, you can say, oh, the Carson Wentz revenge game, blah, 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 whatever. But Carson Wentz will be QB1 for the Vikings, as J.J. McCarthy will be the emergency QB3. McCarthy not all the way there yet with the ankle injury, and it felt like we were trending in this direction with Wentz practicing in full all week long and McCarthy being limited. You don't think they were ever going to kind of put McCarthy out there if he couldn't really get a full week of practice in. So we'll have to wait at least one more week for J.J. McCarthy. It will be Carson Wentz. And as for the betting market, no movement. This is still the Eagles as a 2-point favorite over at BetMGM and at other places as well. The total is sitting at 44. So no movement. Everyone kind of anticipated this. And to be frank, like, we don't really know what the difference is between McCarthy and Wentz, because we've only seen McCarthy play two games. And we all know what Wentz is, but like, in the two games that McCarthy played, was he really that much better? Not really. So an interesting development out of Minnesota. But once again, Wentz will be QB1 on Sunday against his old team, the Philadelphia Eagles. But let's get to the top stories that we have today on this Friday. And to do that, we welcome in our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, what's happening, man? Happy Friday to you and yours.
Happy Friday, Femi. Enjoying the football already. And you mentioned that viral moment with Broderick Jones and Aaron Rodgers. The important thing, though, is that Aaron Rodgers kept his cool, got up, put his arm around Broderick Jones, and it was a teaching moment for the young offensive line.
Exactly. Like, I mean, of course, like, when you're Aaron Rodgers, like, you have a carte blanche, you can just like push your teammate or whatever. Like Broderick Jones could destroy him, like absolutely destroy him. But he knew that wasn't going to happen. But he was furious with it. Like, you can see it in his eyes. Like, what the bleep are you doing, man? And it wasn't even just that. Like, Broderick Jones was like holding him by the breastplate and be like, yeah, touchdown. Like, I don't know what he wanted to do to Aaron Rodgers, but he turned him into a rag doll. But luckily nobody got harmed in that situation. But a funny moment nonetheless there between these two teams. But a wild night in Cincinnati, and sure, thankfully the Bengals were able to cover the number. And the Bengals, they did even better than that, winning the game outright. But let's get to the top stories.
Oh, everyone should tune in at 4:20, Femi. We got a little surprise for Nick Kostos.
Oh, baby. Absolutely love it. Yeah, let's go. Now I'm ready for this. Let's fast forward to that one. let's go ahead and get to the top stories that we have. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
Femi, let's talk baseball. ALCS now knotted up at 2 after the Blue Jays whipped the Mariners 8-2. Max Scherzer turned back the clock. It was an absolute psycho on the mound. It was a lot of fun to see. Blue Jays today will throw Kevin Gausman Mariners will counter with Bryce Miller. This is game five. Another one in Seattle before the series turns back to Toronto. Femi, BetMGM says this one is a toss-up. Mariners are minus 115. Blue Jays minus 105. Total runs set at 7.
Yeah, how quickly the vibes can change in the baseball playoffs. I mean, 2 days ago, I was on cloud nine with the Seattle Mariners. 2-0 in the series, having won both games in Toronto. Just got to go ahead and win 2 out of 3 at home, and you're going to the World Series. Well, the series is going back to Toronto. That is the unfortunate development after what has happened Thursday and on Wednesday a couple days ago. It's so fitting. It's interesting, like from like a betting standpoint, before we get into like what happened on the field last night. If you've just been live betting against the team that scores first, you are absolutely raking in this series. Like, the team that scored first has lost all 4 games. The Blue Jays scored first in games 1 and 2. The Mariners scored first with home runs. Julio the other night. And then last night it was Josh Naylor with the solo shot in the second. Like, these teams that score first, I don't know if they just like let the foot off the gas, or they think the other team is going to kind of lay down, or what happens, or it's just weird randomness of baseball. But it's been a curse so far through 4 games. I'm not saying that I would prefer the Blue Jays to take a 2-0 lead in the top of the first. That's not what I'm saying here. But it's an interesting thing to point out. But last night, the story of the game had to be Mad Max. Max Scherzer was on one, 5 2/3. I mean, it wasn't like the most like sterling performance, 5 strikeouts, 4 walks, gave up a couple earned runs. But like the moments and like kind of the nostalgia of what he once was as a Cy Young winner, as a dominant pitcher, it was on display. I mean, we even saw in the 5th inning when John Schneider went out there to like, hey, like maybe we're going to take you out. And he's like, get the bleep off my mound, essentially. And told him, they probably told him he was going to kill him. Like, this dude, like, you look him in the eye, it's like, yo, this person is not well. I don't know what's going on here. He's walking around, like stomping his feet around the dugout and stuff like that. I'm like, this guy is a psycho. But that's what the Blue Jays needed. They need somebody in a pivotal game to be that kind of guy that says, I'm not giving this thing up. We're tying the series up, and we're taking this thing back to Toronto. He was amazing. And on the other side, my biggest fears, which was the pitching with the Mariners, talked about it all September. They found themselves a little bit in October in the wild card round. They found themselves in the ALDS against Detroit. Now that they're going to be against a legitimate lineup, the starting pitching's been rough. Kirby the other night, Castillo last night, only giving you 2 1/3. I don't know how you can have a ton of confidence in this lineup. And they were stressing the bullpen last night. I mean, you got everybody out there. Spire, Brash, Vargas, Bazzardo. I feel like he's been pitching every single game in this postseason. They really stressed that bullpen, and it was all for naught as they lost the game 8-2. And now they've kind of painted themselves into a corner for tonight's pivotal game 5, to where it's like, yeah, Brian Wu is now going to be coming out of the bullpen. And I find it funny because Dan Wilson, the manager of the Mariners, was like, oh, yeah, I mean, he's come out of the bullpen before, like in all-star game settings. Bro, the all-star game is a hell of a lot different than game 5 of the ALCS. So let's see how this goes for Brian Wu, who was their best pitcher this season, by the way. He was recovering from the injury. He's kind of been banged up with a pec injury. Let's see if he can give them some good work later on this evening. But Bryce Miller, he shut it down in game 1. I hope he got another one in you tonight for game 2, because this series, in my opinion, with all the pressure on the Mariners, best case scenario, I think it's going 7. Worst case, maybe they lose 4 straight and they lose this bad boy in 6. I still think Seattle has a chance to win this series. I kind of think they actually win tonight, because Kevin Gausman on the road is not what you see up north in Toronto. But boy, oh boy, they really do need Bryce Miller to have a big time performance, because the bullpen, not a whole lot of options after what they did last night and what they did on Wednesday. So Mariners, I think they win tonight. But what I'm most confident is that this series is going the distance, and we won't find the winner of the American League pennant until Monday night in Toronto. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Femi, the Dodgers are cruising in the NLCS. They win yesterday 3-1. They're up 3-0. They play again tonight for the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani will be on the mound against Jose Quintana for the Brewers. Brewers are plus 165. Dodgers to win tonight, Femi, as they go for the sweep. Minus 200 over at BetMGM.
Yeah, the series ends tonight. like the bottles are going to be popping. The Dodgers are going back to the World Series. They're inevitable. Their starting pitching continues to be strong. Tyler Glasnow, of course, he was not going to match what Yamamoto and Snell did over in Milwaukee, but he was still good. last night. You know, he still gave him some solid innings, 5 2/3, you know, 8 strikeouts. That's usually the Glasnow experience there. He's going to strike out a lot of batters. And on top of all of that, like, the Brewers just can't hit. Like, they have not been able to do anything. And it's one thing to praise Snell and Yamamoto, but even last night, where it's just like, dude, like, can you get some kind of offense going? And they were unable to do that. And honestly, shout out Jacob Mizorowski for keeping them in the game, because Miz was awesome. They finally got to him late there with the Tommy Edman RBI. But like, prior to that, Miz was fan-induced. Like Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, didn't matter. He was taking them all down. But eventually, you're only going to get so much against a lineup that's this deep and this talented. Now, also on top of all of that, it sounds like Jackson Chirios hobbled once again. Like, he's been dealing with all these hamstring injuries. I just don't like this setup for Milwaukee. Hell of a season for the Brewers. Pocket pancakes with Pat Murphy. It was all fun, but this thing is ending tonight. 97 wins. See you later. This is not going to be their year. Maybe next year, and I know they have a young roster, and they could potentially get some things going later on, but I think this is done. As for bets for tonight, the side doesn't look bettable to me, so I'm just going to pass it, and I'm just going to be sweating the American League Championship Series. That's what I'm going to do. But this will be on a side TV, and I think what I'll see on that side TV is the Dodgers punching their ticket to the World Series. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Let me switch over to the NFL. Sunday Night Football features the Atlanta Falcons at the San Francisco 49ers. For the Niners, here's some good news. George Kittle says he plans to play this week, but it looks like it's trending towards Ricky Pearsall not playing, and more importantly, at quarterback, looks like Mac Jones is in line to start once again for the Niners. Femi, San Francisco, a 2-point favorite on Sunday night.
Yeah, I think this might end up being like a great teaser leg for by teasing up the Atlanta Falcons. I think that's what I'm going to plan on doing with this game. Because the line to me seems right. Like, the Niners, even with all these injuries, I think should still be like a smallish home favorite. They do have a pretty decent home field advantage. It's a tough travel trip across the country for an Atlanta, crossing over all those time zones, primetime game. I think the Niners will at least put together a solid effort because their coaching is really good with Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh at DC. But eventually, I mean, you run out of bodies, and we're not quite there yet with this offense to where when they get all these guys back, it's going to look explosive and be super efficient and maybe carry them in these games. Right now, I think it's going to be more so try to shorten the game as much as possible, but that's going to be tough when on the other side, here's Bijan Robinson running up and down the field. So the way I'm looking to bet this game, Falcons teasers and pair it with some other stuff. Maybe you want to tease the Vikings, although that sounds like it could be one hell of an experience. Maybe it's teasing the Colts. That's what we'll do. How about Falcons Colts teaser? Like, does that sound fun to anybody? That's probably how I'm going to bet this game. Pair it with Indianapolis. Get both of those road dogs over a touchdown, because I think both those games will be played within a possession. So tough one for the Niners. Maybe Brock Purdy comes back next week and maybe we can start talking more positively about them. But as it stands right now, these injuries have just mounted way too much for me to want to back San Francisco. Bill, hit me with the next one.
The international game this week, Femi, is the Rams and the Jaguars from Wembley Stadium in London. Rams a 3-point favorite, but they are going to be without wide receiver Puka Nacua. He has officially been ruled out for this game. Femi, feels like Devontae Adams might be in line for a spike in targets.
Yeah, it's going to be the Devontae Adams show overseas in London. I'm frustrated with this game because I thought that once we got to the end of the week and Puka Nacua was ruled out, because we all figured that he wasn't going to play in this game, like, especially with the bye week on deck. And Sean McVay even alluded to that, being like, hey, like, we're hoping that he can get right during the bye week. And then he seems like he's optimistic about Nacua coming back in week 9. But the betting market is still sitting at 3, which to me, I mean, that indicates that, like, the Rams are the right side in the game. Now, do I want to lay 3? Not necessarily, because I think that's just probably the fair number with Puka Nacua out of this game. But I'm hoping that maybe there's some interest on Jacksonville once more recreational money hits the market later on tomorrow and Sunday morning, bright and early, to if we could ever get it down to 2.5. I think it's a slam dunk bet on the Rams. That's where I thought we were headed once Nacua got ruled out. But apparently everyone else is thinking like me, because this bad boy is nowhere close to 2.5. And if anything, I'm looking at one prominent domestic sports book. We might be headed to 3.5, if anything, here with this game. But I think the Rams, the line looks right to me. I think they're going to win the game. But unfortunately, from a betting standpoint, it's kind of boring. We don't really get the opportunity that we thought we might have gotten earlier in the week. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Femi, the Dallas Cowboys and Washington Commanders square off on Fox Sunday, 4:25 Eastern. But two big ones missing in this one. For the Commanders, Terry McLaurin has been ruled out once again. And for the Cowboys, they're going to be without Trayvon Diggs, who, according to Brian Schottenheimer, had an accident in his home, suffered a concussion, and is now out. He will miss the game.
What do you do with that? I've had accidents at home, and it hasn't ended in a concussion. I don't know what's going on. I hope it's all good for Trayvon Diggs, but like for some reason, they just cannot have Diggs and Bland on the field. It's like the football gods are just like, it's not allowed. Like whenever one guy gets back, the other gets hurt. Like this is literally like the whack-a-mole cornerback room. So to me, it's probably kind of like a wash. No McLaurin, no Diggs. Although I think McLaurin means more to the Washington offense than Diggs means to the Dallas defense, because with Diggs on the field, the defense is bad. Without him, guess what? It's going to still be bad. So it's not like a material difference with or without Stephon Diggs. As for Washington, McLaurin, that's big. But the real key one for Washington is Deebo Samuel. And he was talking about, hey, like, I'm trying to move around out there on the field. It's aggravating dealing with this heel injury. Reporters asked him during the practice today saying, hey, like, do you think you can go? And he just said, we'll see. That's what we're going to have to do coming up this weekend. If Samuel doesn't play, I think Dallas is going to win this game. And the betting market seems to think that as well, as they have now flipped to the favorite with all the injuries on the Washington Commanders. On the other side, we'll tackle the most popular betting sides in the NFL and college football and baseball bets from Jake and Tyler next here on You Better You Bet.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Well, let's get back to it here on the BetMGM Network. This is You Better You Bet. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging with you guys on this Friday afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Bengals win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cincinnati getting it done 33-31, as we now have three straight weeks with underdogs in divisional games winning outright on Thursday Night Football. It's been really, really fun. Obviously, we saw the Fortunately, we saw the Niners do it against the Rams a couple of weeks ago, which knocked us out of Survivor here on You Better, You Bet. Last week, we saw the New York Giants beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And then last night, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Luckily, this upcoming Thursday night, we do not have a divisional matchup. It's Vikings-Chargers. So maybe it'll be a little bit more normal in that contest. But the divisional dogs have been barking in primetime. And last night was really cool to see it, to be on the right end of that one with the Bengals winning outright. But let's go ahead and get into the most popular betting sides that we have in the NFL and college football this weekend. And this is courtesy of our buddy John Ewing over at BetMGM, always hitting us with the insights as we head into a football weekend. And we'll start in the NFL because I think the NFL, it's interesting these slated games that we have in terms of the public support. And we'll count them down. And I'll start with number five. So the fifth most popular betting side in terms of the ticket count this upcoming weekend is the New York Giants plus +7 against the Denver Broncos. The Gen Z Giants, they're becoming a popular team here. I think a lot of people are really excited about this duo of Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. Of course, they just won last Thursday night, as I mentioned, over the Philadelphia Eagles. But I don't know if this is the spot to back them. And in fact, if I had to do anything in this game, I thought early on, hey, maybe I might be on the side of the Giants. I think I've actually flipped. I think I'd be on the side of the Denver Broncos. And I'm curious to see where this goes over the weekend, because if it's already popular right now, I think a lot of people are going to be like, hey, well, the Giants are fun and exciting. And we just saw Denver last week over in London look pretty pedestrian against a New York Jets defense. That's not really anything to write home about. And also from a travel spot, I mean, Denver going all the way from London now back home here to Denver, and now the Giants extra rest having not played since last Thursday night. Like, the situational spot probably favors the New York Giants. But I think if we ever got 6.5, I know for a fact I would bet 6.5. But I think that I'm going to end up betting Broncos -7. And one of the sneaky big injuries with this game, not a whole lot of people are talking about this one because, like, he's not like one of like the best players at his position, but he is an important player. And that's Giants center John Michael Schmitz. This is a tough spot against a blitzing defensive coordinator like Vance Joseph on the road. And now you're without your center. And this is your rookie quarterback's fourth start against that defense. I think that could be very, very problematic for Jackson Dart. So I like the Broncos in the game. I've not bet it yet, but I'm going to end up betting this, I think, prior to kickoff on Sunday. I think I'm going to even lay 7. Like, I'm not rushing to do it because I don't think we're going to get back to 7.5, but if we ever got 6.5, I mean, that is a run, don't walk situation in terms of betting that side. But even at 7, I would lay 7 with the Denver Broncos. And I think I will end up laying 7 prior to Sunday's kickoff. The fourth most popular side is the Philadelphia Eagles -2 against the Minnesota Vikings. I don't have like a super strong opinion with this game. And if anything, like if you ask me, hey, you must pick the winner of this game, I think I might pick Minnesota. To be quite honest, I think I might do it. I think this Vikings defense, which is getting healthier, Blake Cashman coming back at linebacker, he's their green dot guy. I think that'll help quite a bit. If the Andrew Van Ginkle's good to go, all of a sudden this Vikings defense looks a hell of a lot better than what we saw over in Dublin, Ireland against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that the Eagles have serious, serious problems on offense. And they've had the little mini bye to try to get right and try to figure out those problems and come to some kind of agreement about how they should be attacking offensive football. But I'd pay to see it. As long as Kevin Petullo is going to be calling the plays, I am very uninspired about this Eagles attack. So if I had to bet the game, I don't know if I'm going to get to the window with this one, because once again, it's back in Carson Wentz, and it's Carson Wentz going up against Vic Fangio. That doesn't seem like a fun experience. But if I had to bet the game, it would be on the side of the Vikings. The third most popular side is the Cleveland Browns laying 2.5. Now, I'm assuming this one has all to do with the negative vibes for the Miami Dolphins. Tua called out his teammates last Sunday after the loss of the Chargers, had to apologize on Wednesday, because that's always a good thing when the QB has to apologize for their post-game comments. The situation seems bad, and there's rumors swirling about trade candidates on the team. Could they be tanking? Could Jalen Waddle be for sale, et cetera, et cetera. I understand why people want to look to sell Miami. I just hope that people know that that means that they're buying Dylan Gabriel, which I, you know me, I'm not necessarily the president of the Dylan Gabriel fan club, but I'm probably the VP. The president's probably someone who in his own family, but I'm probably the VP of this Dylan Gabriel fan club. I would not be laying points with Dylan Gabriel. Not never. Like, I just cannot do it. Cannot do it. This is all Dolphins for me. And I bet +3 earlier in the week. The wind is another factor in this game, but I'm not too concerned about it. Like, unless it's going to, we wake up Sunday morning, it's like, oh, it's like 45 mile per hour winds. Then yeah, I will buy out of that bet and lay some 2.5 with Cleveland. But as it stands right now, give me the better quarterback +3 against a quarterback that I'm not even sure should be in the NFL. The second most popular betting side, Detroit Lions laying 5.5 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I am on Lions 4.5. That is a bet that I placed earlier in the week. I'm a little surprised by this. I would have figured that Tampa would have been one of those like trendy underdogs, since a lot of people have Mayfield mania right now with Baker Mayfield in the MVP conversation, and also Detroit banged up, especially in the secondary. But I think this is a nice bounce back spot for the Lions. I think last week was more about Kansas City being that team as opposed to like, oh, you need to panic about the Detroit Lions. So I agree with this one in terms of the popular betting sides. I will be right there with the public. We're laying it with now at a different number. I laid 4.5. They're laying 5.5, but I will be there on the side of the Lions. The most popular side though in the NFL, and this is one that I didn't think I was going to end up betting this game, but here we are. The New England Patriots are the most popular side. They're laying 7 against the Tennessee Titans in the Mike Vrabel revenge game as he goes back to Nashville. This afternoon, I bet Tennessee. And I'm not proud to say it. It doesn't feel good. But in my heart of hearts, it just feels like a time to sell New England. I mean, they obviously beat the Buffalo Bills a couple weeks ago. Last week, they take care of business against New Orleans. Everyone has Drake May fever. Everyone's excited about this team. I think the dead cat bounce spot actually comes through. Like, I think the Titans are able to come through and cover this number with Mike McCoy as their interim head coach. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I mean, Brian Callahan is honestly one of the worst coaches that we've ever seen in the NFL. I think it's a positive that he's no longer in that locker room. So for one night only, I will be on the Tennessee Titans +7 against the New England Patriots. So that's the NFL. College football, we'll roll through these one a little bit quicker because we want to get baseball bets from Jake and Tyler for the LCS games coming up a little bit later on this evening and in the night slate. But for college football, fifth most popular, Texas Tech laying 6.5 against Arizona State. No strong opinion for me with that game. Like, Texas Tech is a wagon. I've tried to fade them a couple weeks ago after being on them against Utah. I'm passing that. I don't need that smoke with Arizona State. And I know there's a little bit of a bump with, oh, Sam Levitt's coming back. And hey, look at this. And yeah, I'm good. I'm just not going to bet that game. Good luck to those who do. Fourth most popular, LSU +2.5 against Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt. I've not gotten to the window with this game. I lean LSU. I want to think some more about this one, but I'm just like Vandy as a favorite against like a quality team. That's where I get a little bit problematic. Usually they're in the underdog role. Now in the favorite role, it's a lot different when you have the expectations to win. So I don't know if I can get there with Vandy. The third most popular one is a game tonight, Minnesota +7 against Nebraska. Interesting that the folks like the Golden Gophers in that contest, catching 7 points at home against Dylan Raiola. That number seems right to me, so I will not be getting involved with that contest, but the top two, I will be getting involved, and that's the second most popular game for the public, Ole Miss +7.5. All right, you guys go back Lane Kiffin. I'm going to back Kirby Smart. I'm laying 7 with Georgia, and I know last year Kiffin and the Ole Miss Rebels kicked Georgia's ass, and we all saw what happened with that. That was an Austin Simmons coming out party, and the Jackson Dart was doing his thing as well. Don't care. Don't matter. Revenge spot, and I think Kirby has his team locked in. I don't see them losing to both Bama and Ole Miss at home. I don't think that's going to happen. So I like Georgia laying the 7, and then the most popular game is Miami laying 13 against Louisville. Plug your nose special. I'll be back in the Louisville Cardinals. Miami has been coming off of the bye for 2 weeks. They've been hearing about how great they are. Beat FSU. Now you're playing an opponent that, like, this is not a rival. This isn't Florida or Miami or FSU or Notre Dame. It's Louisville. I don't think they're going to be all the way dialed in. This to me feels like one of those like sort of sleepy spots here for the Hurricanes at night down there on South Beach. So I will be backing the Louisville Cardinals. So those are the most popular sides in the NFL and college football. We'll obviously run the gamut later on during the program. But let's bring on Jake Hassan and Tyler Morales to talk some LCS tonight. Game 5 in the American League, Game 4 in the National League. Jake, first word to you as our baseball aficionado. How are you betting these two games, Blue Jays, Mariners, minus 110 each way, total sitting at 7, and then the Dodgers, a minus 200 favorite against Milwaukee, who's sitting at plus 165?
I'll start with Milwaukee and Los Angeles. Nothing. I just think it's over. As the All-American Reject said, it ends tonight. It's over. See you, Milwaukee. We're done with
when
you.
When darkness turns to light, yeah.
Exactly. And I said this yesterday, and I'm 10 toes down. The Blue Jays are going to win this series. The Mariners into the San Diego Padres. Welcome back, Padres. You live in Seattle now. It's over. Like, this team is mentally soft, just like the Padres. So, listen, Jake Hassan knows ball. Told you you were going to get a vintage Max Scherzer yesterday, relative to, you know, how he's 40. But I like the Blue Jays. I think they do. I'm going to bet them in every game. Even if they don't win tonight, I think that they win the series. You couldn't let the series go back to Toronto, and you did, and you screwed up. So I'll bet the Blue Jays tonight and every game in perpetuity for the rest of the series.
There will be some nervous energy at a T-Mobile ballpark tonight. Tyler, can you please, because I'm nervous as a Mariners fan. Jake, he's very confident in the Toronto Blue Jays. Tyler, you have been Mr. Mariner alongside with me. How do you feel about tonight's game, Blue Jays at the Mariners?
Yeah, I'm the complete opposite of Jake here. I'm going to keep betting the Mariners until they win the series. So we're going to see what happens here. And I've been betting them, so I like the Mariners. And also, you guys are going to kill me for this. Eugenio Suarez has a hit in four straight games. I know you guys have been killing me off air.
Yeah.
I think he's going to hit a homer soon. He's plus 450 to hit a home run. So I like Suarez to hit a home run and the Mariners to win. Nothing on the late game. Just bet Louisville to cover against Miami.
Hell yeah. Good vibes only for Gino, baby. Let's go. I mean, if they lose this game, I think they might just get drilled in game six. But I do think we're going to get a game seven. So I think the Mariners get it done tonight as well. And we will see a fun rest of this ALCS and an agonizing ALCS for yours truly. All right, Nick Costos joins us on the other side to break down last night's Bengals win over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold. Listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.